Sick. All right, Austin Stroop, Valley Yamaha. Hey, little baby steps each week. Tonight we raced 20 laps. Pretty good. What do you think?
I just pretty much paced myself and tried to hang in there. And man, I tried to get a good start, which I did, and the pack was just really going fast. And I haven't got to see that speed since last year, so it's just a little too much for me. But I just wanted to be smart and not crash, and so got 20 laps in, and I'm happy.
Are you saying that tonight's pace was higher than your heat in Phoenix?
Yeah, I think that it was a lot easier for me just hole shotting and riding. You know, this time, like in the heat race, I got to see the pace and I got to be behind people and I got to be racing, you know, and I haven't got to see that in a couple months. So it was good for me, good intensity. So it was something we wanted to do. We wanted to be able to get out of this practice and move on to the seated practice and get some points. So.
Now, what is the problem? Is it the shoulder? Is it a shoulder?
Just a nagging shoulder injury from Houston last year. And just kind of after it got healed up, I just had a little mountain bike crash and kind of set me back a little bit more. But it's fine. It's just building endurance and finally got that 20 out of the way. I've been building it up to be some big miss, you know. So finally did it and got it done. So happy.
And how's the adjustment to the new team and the bike and all that? How's that going? I mean, like you said, you've been behind the eight ball, but how is it?
They've been able to, you know, be there for me. They didn't rush me into riding. I told them I could start riding in November, and they were really cool. They didn't push me to Supercross. And the fifth round was where I was, you know, that's why I've kind of been taking my time and not telling people what I'm doing. I've just been kind of being able to see where I was and not be able, you know, go out there and blow 20 laps. So they gave me my time, and I just told them, you know, I'd like to do it, and we wanted to get out of practice. The team's awesome, man. The Yamaha's a lot. Yamaha's finally stepping up and giving me some good stuff. They're working with me now and giving me support, so I'm going to try to support them in the same way.
Anyway. Yeah, a lot of people have been seeing your glimpses of speed practice or the heat race or whatever, and I think, you know, you can get into that mix. Ideally, 100% healthy and everything, where can you be?
Yeah, I've raced with Trey and Ryan Dungey since I was seven, 8 years old, and I beat them my last year. But you know, they've had a great professional career. They're definitely a little bit ahead of me right now. But to be my honest goal, fifth. I put myself in fifth and sixth until we build up to Vegas. You know, from there, I just want to build each. You know, the class is stacked, man.
Yeah.
It's like I look back and I want a gap, but then I got all these guys breathing down my neck. Yeah. So. It's the pace is heavier. It's tougher.
What'd you think of the track?
I thought it was tough. I thought it was a little bit. I thought it'd be worse than it was. But after, I think because it kind of got a little cooler, it kind of softened the dirt up a little bit. But after practice, I was like, man, it's gonna be X Games. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, they came through. And you know, I don't know if it was the weather, but it turned out all right.
And the works were tough.
Yeah, dude, the second set looked gnarly.
Set made me scared every time. I puckered up.
I think you and a lot of guys. Talk about working with RL. How's that going? What's he done? What's the biggest thing he's done for you?
RL is helping my conditioning. He has been sticking there with me. He came in about three weeks ago, and we've been working together. He's just, he's just there for me at the track and really just building on my shoulder, doing some rehab with me. And he's got so much experience, and, you know, I trust the guy. He's won national championships with Brian, so he's just been there for me and just road biking, you know, but just trying to make it consistent and get in there, you know.
All right. Hey, thanks, man.
No problem, Steve. See ya.